Okay, let's see. Uh-oh, he came here from Philadelphia to get heckled. He's a PhD. Why? What you and Sartre, I'll write it down. Here he comes, a PhD candidate in deconstructed metaphysics, Mr. Ed Brown. Ed, you're supposed to be up here by now. I'm not supposed to cover for this all the time. Well, he's coming up. Buddy Cole, come up here and get heckled while you give a commercial, will you?
You tell him, John. This is Sensitive Skin Magazine. Check it out. It's only $4 complete. A bargain. Come on. Well, no one's going to heckle me. Jesus. Why did I come here? All right. Anybody wants one?
On, off, obscurity, pomposity, sex, wait. On, off, obscurity, pomposity, humanity, and sex. All right. I'm going to fire the guy who made the cue cards. On, off, obscurity, pomposity, humanity, and sex. Sex. Despair's expulsion. A cerebral muting. A step towards existence in an unconditioned atmosphere where the ubiquitous chasm is shattered, the house destroyed, the frontier unleashed from the horizon to the heart, not as event or sensation or retribution, but as an obliteration of the self while noting the experience. Is that art? The abandonment, the security creating through instinct what cannot be learned, a habitual solution what works simply for an instance of bliss, hoping to discover, to extrapolate a science, a myth, a culture, superficial or supernatural, the primal formulation, any sequence to blur the obscure into a clarification in order to repair what is speculated to be broken, what is perceived to be lost. Thank you.
Ed Brown got all the way to the end of his poem. Come on, let's give him a round of applause. It was an epic here tonight for Mr. Ed. Thank you very much.
We don't have to be totally serious. This one.
Okay.
Give me your name again, please.
Ed Brown II.
And Ed, where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Still in school?
No.
Okay. Let me ask you something. Why did you come up here to participate in the heckler's life?
Well, I sort of walked into it. I was up here taking care of some business, and I was asked to read the heckling, and well, actually, asked to read, and it turned into a heckling thing.
So you had no idea, really, what they were about to do to you?
Not really.
Yeah. I mean, from what I heard of the poem, it sounded good, but they just kind of jumped on you and you didn't have a chance.
Well, they were having fun, and that was the brunt of their fun.
I mean, what was your goal then? To just kind of get through the poem? I mean, did you care that anybody even heard you anymore? Or you just not want to quit?
I didn't want to mess up on my lines. That was basically what I was concerned about. Well, you know, it's tough because you read poetry and sometimes the audience is silent and you mess up all the time. So with a little bit of noise, sort of helps because you're concentrating on your work.
So you'd like to participate in another heckler's slam, you're saying?
Sure, why not?
They beat you up pretty bad, man.
Really?
Well, I guess you weren't watching. You were reading the poem.
Yeah.
From where we were sitting, we kind of saw it like that, yeah.
What
should you do it again?
Sure, why not? I participated in slams, and it's basically the same thing, only not as intense. But people, you know, they boo you or heckle you or, you know, say nice things about you.
Some of the other poets I talked to said that the heckling makes you a better poet. Do you feel like you're going to be a better poet after this?
Well, yeah, it gives you a thicker skin. It gives you a thicker skin. And, you know, if you can make it past, you know, some fun heckling, then you can make it past the, you know, the serious heckler. Okay. If that ever happens.
So you're here now, right? You know? And you just happen to fall into this, but would you travel back to participate in another Heckler Slam? I mean,
well, yeah, sure. I always travel to New York just to read one poem, so it's good to have audience participate and enjoy your poetry. Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
You get any slams on anybody tonight? Any good heckles?
Did I get any good heckles?
Yeah, you get anybody?
Yeah, I got Bob. At the beginning of the, he asked me if I was heckling, and I told him no because he sucks, but, you know. That was my only heckle, real heckle of the night.
You're looking for a place to stay tonight, too, after that, right?
Yes, it's at his place, yeah. Okay. So,
good luck. We'll remind him of it on Thursday night.
Oh, well, I'll be home by then. Back in Philly, yeah.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Ash.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it, man.